The Southern Arizona Cattlemen's Protective Association submitted their comments late last month. They're calling for the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service to reverse their decision of naming Arizona and New Mexico critical habitats for jaguars. Cindy Coping is the president of the Cattlemen's Association. She says the conflict is in the livestock grazing.
The Center for Biological Diversity has accused livestock grazing as being a primary threat to jaguars.
Coping says that once public lands are named habitats, ranchers must apply for permits to use them. She says this damages the ranching industry.
It's quite a bit in the past has been abused, and people have been unfairly damaged economically by this.
A large part of the letter submitted rebukes the science behind declaring the area's critical habitats. The letter says the land isn't used by jaguars as much as the findings show. The organization also says that the movement of Macho B, a jaguar that had been under study, were secretly manipulated with the scat of a pregnant jaguar. Michael Robinson is a writer and advocate for the recovery of jaguars who works with the Center for Biological Diversity. He says Macho B was just one of the jaguars in the area.
He was the last known jaguar, but there were other jaguars. There was an animal called Macho A who had been photographed in the United States as well. There have been jaguars, the other jaguars that were also seen in the 1990s and photographed in the 1990s.
Robinson says the Cattlemen's Association has every right to comment on the habitats.
It's understandable that the Cattlemen's Association would be opposed, because they are always opposed to protection of endangered species. But the vast public lands are essential to the survival and recovery of the jaguar, and it's important to ensure that private livestock grazing on those public lands doesn't imperil animals that are sensitive and so very rare, like the jaguar.
Robinson says he doesn't know how the comments by the Cattlemen's Association will weigh in. He says the public lands are the property of all Americans. He says it's important to have a balance between the interests of all parties involved. I'm Nathan Mitchell, Arizona Public Media.